what we're doing, instead of looking at the raw scores of TACS or Stanford or you know, those tests, we're actually having we have the opportunity to scale them, and we're looking at student growth. And I truly believe every parent expects their child to grow academically at a minimum of one school year every year. It's not an effort to fire teachers. It's not an effort to go on a witch hunt to get rid of teachers.
Right.
This is another piece to where we can identify where maybe some material weaknesses are to help them, again, in their careers. And then, honestly, if it doesn't happen, maybe after 3 years, you know, maybe it's time to sit down and talk to them and say it's time for a career change. Vast majority of, well, not the vast, the business community here, parents are very supportive of this measure. They came out in droves as well.
Right.
And spoke to it last Thursday night and echoed their support for what we were doing in ensuring that every single child has a quality teacher in their classroom. And coupled on that, one of the things that's gotten lost is there was also a vote on putting a lot more accountability on the principals, because it's incumbent on them to ensure that with that data, they can identify and help our teachers.
Talk to me a little bit about the politics of this. I understand that there's a newly elected school board, a majority of whose members were not endorsed by teachers' union. Is that correct?
The unions supported all three of the opposition candidates. They got shut out yet again. So the union zero, in my opinion, and reform three.
And the other thing I saw that was interesting this week was you guys taking a look at eliminating the pay bumps for master's or PhD degrees.
We have had discussions, and some of the studies have shown that, you know, in some areas of teaching, earning a master's degree or a doctorate didn't add to the ability to grow kids academically.
Mm-hmm.
In some areas, it makes sense. And there's certain requirements that, you know, if you move up in an organization in education, you know, master's degrees are required. But as you're talking about teaching,
right?
That was what some of the studies talked about. So that will be continual discussions.
So what's your take on? I mean, obviously there was teachers who packed that school board meeting in opposition to this latest change. Is that representative of what most teachers think, or what are you hearing from other teachers
it? No, I mean, I actually received some emails from teachers saying, you know, I know it's not going to affect me because I've been doing what I need to do. I'm not focusing on the tests. I'm teaching kids. We're stretching our minds. We're going above and beyond. And, you know, that's, I think, you know, you have a policy that's going to affect literally maybe 3% of the teachers.
Who's going to be making those calls? Would that go all the way up to the superintendent or
principal?
The principal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously top administration will look at it. But, you know, the principal, it's going to be their responsibility to look at the scores. They will have the data.
So if there's, I mean, if theoretically you could have a situation where a principal sees a teacher with lower scores, but for some other reason considers that teacher valuable and doesn't bring them up for firing or non-renewal, as you put it.
If they have regressive scores and the principal don't take action?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right, exactly. What would happen in that case?
Well, the principal would be held accountable.
Right.
And that would not be... you got to tie leadership into it, because at the classroom level they can see each child's value add score, so they can provide the interventions that they need. And the more data that we begin to get, you know, the more information that they're going to be able to see, you know, where do our kids need the help, you know, where do our teachers need.
When you look at this data over time, do you see, are the teachers who post high scores in 1 year Do you see that consistently the next year and the next year after that and the next year after that?
Oh, a lot of them, yes. A lot of them, yes. I mean, you'll have, and the converse, you're going to you see as well. Now, there are some that are at a good even keel where they, you know, may do very well, or they may do well. They may dip a little bit. They may do well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that point, I'm not saying they're going to be grounds for non-renewal. That tells me that they need to have, you know, the right type of professional development.
One of the criticisms I've heard of the program is that it's proprietary, so you can't see exactly what the formula is. Can you speak to that a little bit and whether that's a valid criticism?
Yeah, sure. It's a third party company,
mm-hmm,
where they do a regression analysis. If you were to use a simple system, I think there'd be more criticism, frankly. Now, if HSD devised a formula,
mm-hmm,
everybody would have a concern, possibly. Or more people,
right,
might have.
Because then it would be a public records issue.
Absolutely right. And frankly, I wouldn't want us, and I don't work for HSD, but I wouldn't want HSD to actually do that. I think there'd be more question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the organization doing something? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so having a third party that is respected do this,
mm-hmm,
I think lends to its.
And they just don't want to release the formula for business purposes because they figure that's
the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the company doesn't, right?